Welcome back to your girl's favorite podcast. That's a really bad Jersey accent. Welcome back to Down to Pod, your girl's favorite Jersey Shore rewatch podcast. I'm Nicole.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Michelle.
Today we are recapping season one, episode two, The Tanned Triangle. This is synopsis as, still feeling like the outcast, Snooki tells the others that she's leaving the shore, and the roommate's first night out at the club gets flirty, proving that boyfriends back home might have something to worry about.
That was short.
Their things are like really short. Just wait,
expected it to be a lot longer.
Thank you, MTV, for giving us so much detail.
They just have to hook you in so you watch the full episode.
I know, I'm hooked.
So this one starts out with Polly and Angelina working in the store. And we learn that Angelina is too good to work in the store because being a bartender is obviously much greater than selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Danny was
so funny.
She's
not good at this.
But Danny knew it. He knew it because literally to Polly, he's like, I feel you're not going to have a problem. And then points at Angelina, I feel you might have a little problem breaking out of your shell.
Well, and right away, Polly starts making sales, and then he puts Angelina in the corner to, like, hang t-shirts up.
Oh, but she also won't do.
No, she won't, yeah. No,
but watching her when she did turn, she's like, do you want this? And people are like, nah. Meanwhile, Polly's like, get this.
Yeah. She was terrible.
So then we're back with Snooki, and I do love Snooki, but she continues to be, like, super dramatic about everything in this episode. And she's still threatening to leave, but her and Sammy do have a nice little moment where Sammy's like, hey, like, I'll be honest, I didn't like you at first, and so I wasn't going to be fake to you, but I've kind of changed my opinion over you over the past couple days. Like, you should stay. Like, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice of Sam because she was being, like, the biggest bitch to Snooki the day before, but when she could tell she was getting ready to leave, she was like, well, why don't you just stay? Like, if you need a friend, I'll be your friend. I thought it was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. I do feel bad because Nicole is just saying, oh, I'll give it one more day. I was like, well, it takes a little bit, but I'm glad that Sam actually took some time to talk to her one-on-one with that because I think that Sam was probably giving her, of the girls, the biggest brunt of like kicking her out.
Yeah. I feel like if they didn't have that conversation, Snooki probably would have left. And who knows, like Jersey Shore might not even have been as big as it is because I feel like she helps make the show.
Oh yeah, she, that's the one everyone talked about. I feel like that's the name. I mean, Michelle, without you seeing it, she was one of the people you knew.
She was like the only person whose name I knew. Like, yeah, I kind of knew some of the guys' names, but the guys' names are all like Mike, Paul, like they're all interchangeable. Snooki is the one that like stands out.
Yeah, it does.
On the other hand though, Mike and Ronnie are starting to have some real competition brewing.
Oh my god,
Sammy,
I know,
in
it's
the car.
So good.
Yeah, Ronnie starts bringing up how cute he thinks Sam is.
Yeah. And it's funny because Mike is so cocky. And he's like he basically is just like, I have no competition with Ronnie. Like, Ron is no competition. Like, I was getting nervous for a second, but no. Like, I've got her.
Yeah, he is very self-assured. Which we will find out if that is merited or not. And then there's something, I don't remember exactly what he says, but I start to wonder, like, does Polly have a crush on Snooki? Because he's like, oh, she's just like this. She's my girl. She's this cute little girl.
Oh, yeah. He was like, that's my girl. Yeah. He's like, we would make the most cute, like, or the cutest Guido Guidettes.
Yeah.
With it. And I was like, oh, it was like, that was actually really adorable. But I don't know if he sees her romantically. I think it's just like, we're both
like, it's
like tan,
the stereotypical.
Cute.
Like, that's what he's like on paper. Like, we would be like the perfect Guido Guidette couple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he really likes her, though.
Well, I think like he likes her, but not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe more like a little sister.
Yeah. Of. I think that's kind of the vibe he sees there. But he's also like, yeah, we would probably make like the jacked little tan things.
Is this the first gym scene that we have also?
I do feel like it is. And actually, Vinny was in it, but you didn't really hear from him. But you did see him there.
Vinny, you don't hear from much in these first few episodes. No. Like, he's kind of more in the background.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing stuff with the guys, but he doesn't have that many of his own sort of moments.
Yeah.
Because he definitely went to the gym, but I think when it was, like, Mike in the car with Ronnie there, that it was, they were going to get protein, and he wasn't about that. So, obviously, I don't think he's about the gym life right now.
I don't think he ever really is.
No, I think he gets into it, but I don't think he's good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys in the show, like, it's funny now looking back, like, we're kind of making fun of it, but like, they are in super good shape.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
So yeah. It is like very much like a big part of their lifestyle and personality. Yeah. And I think for Vinny, it's like he's much more of like a casual go to the gym kind of guy. Uh-huh.
It's more my speed.
I think it was, I just don't want to be at the house alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, he didn't want to be stuck with the girls, so he went.
So then we have Mike in the store, and I still am not a fan of Mike, the situation at this point, but I have to respect the personal branding. Like, I truly, maybe it is the cameras. I don't know how he's getting all these girls to buy shorts that have I love the situation, like the booty shorts printed I love the situation on them.
Well, the way he's talking, it sounds like, because he keeps saying everyone already knows me here, I think he was like really part of that scene. Cause I think for the younger ones, it's their first time really being at the shore.
He's been there for nine years.
Yeah. He's
9 summers.
Like, cause he's like, even the moms and
he's like grandpa at this point.
But I mean, he was killing it with sales. He was doing great, but it was very flirtatious. And I thought maybe it was going to make Sam mad, but she was like, no, it's cute. And I think that it's that whole like mentality girl, mm-hmm. where he's like, he's flirting with them, but it's me he's into. Like,
yeah.
It was definitely like that gratifying of like, see, he does get these women, but wants me. Yeah. She doesn't want him.
Right.
I actually have, which you guys have more context than I do, but I had a different theory about Sammy and Mike, which is that she did like Mike, but once he brought those girls home to the hot tub, that's where the games start. And that's where I think like she almost goes after Ronnie to play games with Mike.
Yeah, that could be because she, like, you could see she was getting jealous when she's sitting there watching him in the hot tub.
She looked pissed.
Yeah. So that could be. I mean, or at least she had like some interest in him, even if she didn't like,
or she
really
liked
him.
She liked that he liked her.
Right.
And she's kind of mad that it wasn't all about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's like not individualized for her. That was like, okay, so now you're just going for girls.
He just hits on everyone.
Yeah. So if you're not gonna make me feel special.
Yeah.
So then we get kind of the first like group going out to the club scene. While Sammy and Mike are still working, the rest of them get ready and they stop by the store to let them know they're gonna go out without them.
Oh, they were so pissed.
I know. Well, and Angelina, while they're getting ready, it like cuts to clips of her doing her interviews. And she's like, there's no way that she like that I'm going to cheat on my boyfriend. Like, I know I've got a good thing back at home. Like, there's no way. And same with Jenny. Jenny's kind of like, yeah, I'm like, I have a boyfriend. I don't want to go out cheating.
But I keep thinking about like the first introduction to her is like, I have a boyfriend, but I'm going to the show. So I guess I don't have a boyfriend anymore. So I'm still like a little confused about Jenny J. Wow.
They're
like,
both
what
sending
she's doing.
They both are sending mixed signals.
Well, I think they're trying to play up for what you need to be like. You're in a party house. The shore is meant to be like a single scene. And so I think they're kind of torn because they are still young with that, that they're like, oh, yeah. I got these relationships and it seems like it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also like, oh, but I want to have some fun.
Well, and I love when they cut to the club scene. It's like Snooki's single. So she's literally dancing with every single guy in the club. But then it cuts to Angelina. She's dancing with every single guy in the club. And then Polly and Jenny are dancing and like basically making out without actually making out.
Oh, yeah. That was, I was almost like, oh, this is kind of pornographic.
Yeah. Their situation was very hot and steamy.
Yeah.
I thought they did kiss in this episode. So, like, when
they.
They did.
I
don't know if in the club at this point they did.
No,
they definitely back at the house. At the house.
Their
was,
lips were touching.
Yeah.
The
like,
whole
that
time.
Was like weird. Like, they were like the, like,
yeah.
Face to face, like just holding right there. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this gets a little like weird. I don't know. It gave tweaker vibes to me.
Yeah, I could see that. I also want to talk a little bit about the outfits in the club.
Oh my gosh, Nicole's leopard dress.
That is iconic to me. That is like iconic. Like that is the vision that I have of Snooki is in the leopard dress. And then especially when she goes back to the house and she's got the leopard dress and the fuzzy orange slippers.
Oh yeah.
It's just
oh girl
fantastic.
Wears those till they are tattered.
But then you also have JWoww with this like deep, deep draped V-cut shirt.
Yeah.
There is some fashion tape doing some real work on this shirt in a couple scenes. Like, I truly do not know how there's not a wardrobe malfunction.
I know. I love J-Lo's outfit. Or J-Lo.
I mean.
JWoww. I love her outfits. Like, obviously, it's not something that I would wear today. But, like, still, even looking back, I love everything that she wears. It's just,
I mean, if I was bootylicious like that, oh, my gosh. But that was anybody titty committee here. So,
yeah, every single outfit she puts on, I'm like, that is great.
Yeah, and the jeans. I feel like at that time, at least for like the club scene here, like you weren't wearing jeans that often to the club as a girl. Like you were supposed to be like dresses, still dresses and skirts. So for her doing the jeans and stuff, and I was like, oh, because she's getting down. Like she knows she's not letting no kuka out.
She's dancing.
But
hard.
But those, I mean, I think it helps, honestly, that they're fake boobs. So there's probably wasn't a ton of movement, but I agree, it had to have been taped in there. But I mean, she's a professional.
Because even when she goes back and her and Polly are in the bed together and she's like laying on her back and the shirt still.
It's like perfect. Yeah.
Well, we can't miss sweet Nicole actually meeting a guy. With that, I can't tell because she was like friend and kept calling him my friend. And I'm like, did she just meet him or kind of like have a slight knowing of
him?
They
hooked up before. I think she says this in the episode. They run into her friend. I think his name is also Mike. And she's like, well, Mike and I have hooked up before. And so she's like, and she's been like waiting to find a guy. So she's like, perfect. Yeah. I'm going to hook up with him. Like, I'm going to get my fix.
Oh, but it was so cute. I mean, he was wasted. And so she was. But I love on the way back when he's like, you're everything, like you're the perfect Guidette. Like he was like worshiping her, and so it was super cute, and I think that gave her a good boost to stay.
Yeah,
but they get back to that house and it's pretty sloppy.
It goes downhill, and I think it's either Sammy or JWoww that's like, oh, I was impressed Snooki brought a guy home and he's like decent looking. So they're starting to see Snooki come into her own a little bit more. I think, and see like, oh, she's not like just a sloppy girl, she's like actually like a fun, like cool person to hang out with.
Yeah, and then Polly and Jenny are off in bed making out, and then Snooki's up on like the balcony, and her date just starts puking everywhere.
Right in front of her too. Like not even he gets like, up to go to
the probably on the blanket that they were
vomit, and she is so nice about it.
I would not have been that nice.
She was so
she
sweet.
Walks him home.
I know
that was funny because it's like she even went down to like clean up, and the roommates are like giving her a look, which is like don't be mean.
Yeah.
And stuff. Because I think they were going to give her shit of like that. Oh, you can't.
She's like he's
close
my
it.
Friend. Be yeah, nice.
Be nice.
He's but just really drunk.
That was hilarious that she walked him home. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, see, but the show's like, she's good with who she is.
Yeah.
Like, she's happy. She's confident. And she's like, yeah, I can walk you home. But that was super sweet. Because I think I would have been
not have handled
pissed.
That like that. Yeah. I would have been like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'd be like, fine if you're like too drunk to hook up. But like, I don't want to clean up your vomit.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm wondering. Who had to clean that up?
Oh, I think she did. Because she goes up with like a garbage bag.
Oh, my God. And it's in that like, what is that? Like,
yeah, that like fake, AstroTurf or whatever, fake grass stuff.
Gross. You know,
I would just cut it up and throw it away.
I mean, really, though, like that place gets destroyed. And you know that she didn't clean that up very well because she was pretty drunk, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's that whole house, the people that would just like come and go from it. I can't even imagine the things that they like saw or smelled.
I know. Oh, especially some of those other seasons you see with those bathrooms. Oh, Michelle, you're in for
so
a treat.
Gross. It's so gross.
This doesn't sound like a treat, you guys. I'm just going to tell you
now.
Oh,
it is. I think you can smell it through the television.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
okay.
I imagine this is like just a like stale alcohol frat house smell.
Yeah. Well, and then when JWoww and Polly are making out. First of all, it's like she doesn't realize that she's cheating on her boyfriend.
She knows. She knows.
She's like,
I mean, she's pretty drunk. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like by the next episode, you realize she is getting pretty drunk too. And she's also super young. Like you don't realize because JWoww is such a cool girl and she seems more mature.
Yeah.
But she's also really young in the show.
But she's like, I guess technically I cheated on my boyfriend. Yeah, you made out with another guy.
I just saw his penis.
We
find out his dick is pierced.
I know. And that's where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, again, maybe that's like a Gen X thing. No offense to generations. I'm kidding. I'm calling him old. That's all I'm calling him. I'm like, I could call him boomer too if you want. But I was like, I don't feel like that's like a super normal thing. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know if it's kind of like once you get into that bodybuilder scene, like you're kind of getting into body modification in a way, because it is like it's pretty extreme with all of them except for Vinny, maybe. Like they're pretty like like they are dramatically changing their bodies, and I feel like getting like piercings and tattoos
yeah,
are
but
also
a rod
kind of
through your penis.
Well, I don't I've have known a penis, Nicole. I don't know how people. Yeah,
I don't know. It was like I like her reaction. I feel like that kind of almost is what put the brakes on it.
Mm.
And I don't know if it was necessarily the piercing, but I think because it like was something extra for her to think about that she's like,
it
wait,
kind of like clicked that yeah, she's actually like,
because like you're double taking when you're seeing something you're not used to seeing with that, yeah. And then she's like, oh my God, this is where it's about to go. Cause she does yeah. end it pretty quickly after that. But I think that I would be like, this is a never. I don't know what that could do. Like, I'm sure that it's fine. Obviously people do it, but
I've known a few friends and people that have had, like, guys and girls that have had piercings like that. So, I mean, it happens. Like, it's a thing, I think.
Yeah, people get it done, and people can do what they want with their bodies. And I don't even know that she's that uncomfortable with it, because JWoww definitely gives a little bit more rock and roll
she
vibes.
She seems like she liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that that was, again, that tipping
point. It kind
point,
of, like triggered, where, like,
the
oh,
trigger
shit.
Of, like, oh, wait, this is happening.
Yeah.
And this is not supposed to be happening.
Oh, he just pulled out his dick.
Yeah, because I think, because her body language was, like, that she was into the making out. But if you notice, she was kind of laying, like, on her mm-hmm. back, and he's on the side. So they weren't, like, on each other. So
she
I think
was
it was like
of,
that like kind of drunk of like I want to, but in like her body's position, like I don't necessarily
yeah like maybe
I'm
she's
trying
just
not
tired
to.
Like she wants to lay down and she wants like comfort
and stuff, but I mean he didn't push it either, so I think that all was good
because he knows
I,
that she's into him and more
yeah,
things are gonna happen.
Yeah, and I mean not super great that he knows she's in a relationship, but he doesn't know this guy, he doesn't know her that well, he doesn't really owe
yeah.
them anything.
He also wants, like, he literally has a quote where he's like, JWoww has a boyfriend, but JWoww doesn't care, and I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, that's the
he's
thing.
He's into her. He's
I mean,
definitely in feeling her too.
She's really the problem. Like, she's the one that's in the relationship, and you're the one that has to, like, protect that relationship. Like, random people, they don't care.
Yeah.
And they don't need to.
Yeah. They have no skin in the game with
right.
it. Right. But I like that one, like, knowing she's drunk and that she was like, nope, okay, we're good. Like, you didn't see any kind of, like, pressure. And I feel like actually we see that pretty good with the boys, that if a girl, like the girls they bring home, if they
except
put
for
off,
Mike sometimes.
I mean, he can be an asshole about it, but I don't yeah. feel like he really pressure. If you watch him, like he's definitely rude if you turn
yeah.
him down. But I don't feel like they show the guys a
no.
lot being super pressure-y.
Which is good,
but
yeah,
they are assholes
he,
about it.
Yeah, and especially Mike, he gives a little predatory vibes sometimes.
I mean, I think Polly maybe gives like me a little bit more predatory vibes, but it's because I found out so early like how much older he is than everyone
yeah.
else. And so I kind of can't get that out of my mind since episode one. That,
yeah.
Like, he's, which I'm older than he was in the show now, but like he's almost 30. He's almost 30. Like he's almost
yeah.
30.
And they're all barely 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we hear from Angelina's boyfriend, who sounds like a total douchebag on the phone. Like,
oh,
I'm just
yeah.
going to put that
oh
out
my
there.
Gosh,
but
so mean.
He's so mean. But then I realized, like, as they're having this conversation, she did maybe just cheat on him.
She did.
Oh, there's no way she didn't. Because that dude, she's, like, dancing with that guy. And everyone's like, ooh, what you doing? And then he's like, let's go somewhere but private. And she disappears out of the cameras.
Yeah. I feel like she did more than just make out with him.
I mean.
But I love how everyone, like, the next morning, they're telling her, yeah, you cheated. And she's like, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so convenient.
If she doesn't remember, it doesn't count.
Right.
But
it's
no,
like,
one's
no,
buying it.
Yeah.
All of their little talking head things are like, yeah, right. She knows.
She knows. Because she didn't seem that drunk. I
no,
mean, she seemed, like, pretty coherent.
I don't know. I feel like at this point the house already doesn't really like her.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
like they're only a few days in, but they don't like her, so I don't
yeah.
think they have any stock in like trying to believe her,
because who has
right.
she made friends with? Like, I don't
no
maybe
one.
Sammy, that's probably the closest, but not really.
Yeah, like her, Sammy and Jenny kind of hang out, but I don't feel like they like have a genuine friendship with her. So
I mean, they also have all only known each other for like what, 3 days
right
at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the episode, is Vinny wakes up with pink eye.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he acts like he has an STD, and he goes around the house kind of doing this apology tour about his pink eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny. I can't go to work. I've got pink eye. Yeah. It was like this
it was
whole
like
huge thing.
The most dramatic thing. I've had pink eye, and I understand it is a pain in the ass. And it is very contagious if you touch your eye and touch someone else. But like Polly's like, oh, I think you can just get it from being in the same room.
No, well, I like, again, not PC for it now, but because he was going crazy dancing with girls.
Yeah.
And like, well, this is what happens when you go between a fat girl's legs, because yeah. there was an older woman at the bar, which honestly, she was probably our age now.
Yeah.
But right. like, he's dancing around, climbing a tree. I was like, well, yeah, that does happen. But he was also climbing on a bar floor. How about yeah. that being one of those things?
Right. Or touching like, the floor and then touching your eye.
I'm like, yeah. did you think this girl was like defecating on his like, face? Like, yeah. like, that's not how he got it.
I kind of glazed over that part because that was very much like men's humor and uh-huh. like the
yeah.
But he did. He acted like he was like, it's a death sentence. Like, I can't go in today. I gotta go to the doctors. And then comes back. Oh, it's just a mild case.
Yeah. Like, I've just got to put some drops in it. I'll be good. Like,
well, but it's also okay. interesting because he goes and tells Danny he can't work. And yeah. Danny's under, like, Danny likes Vinny. Danny mm-hmm. thinks Vinny's a good worker. So he says, get someone to cover your shift.
Yeah.
But he only seems to ask the girls to cover his shift. Like, right. I'm kind of confused because the guys are giving Angelina shit because she doesn't want to work. She doesn't like to work. Like, we've already learned this about her.
Yeah.
And Sammy says like she'll cover production. Like half of it. Maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
Because they know that Angelina's a bad worker. And so they're like, ask Angelina.
Yeah. And I mean, he couldn't ask Jenny because it sounds like she was already working.
Yeah.
With it. So, but yeah, he really well, was. Yeah, because... He was just going to Sammy. And that's where I don't know if like the others like maybe had done earlier shifts in the day or like they're opening. Like, I don't know. Or if it really was, yeah, that he's like centering at the girls. Yeah.
Because the guys kind of give Angelina shit, too, about how she uh-huh. doesn't want to work. But it's like, none of you have stepped up and volunteered right. to cover this shit.
I did think it was funny, though, because Jenny is working until 9. And then Sam was like, okay, I can work until 6 if you want to do 3 to 6. And then, or I'll do 3 to 6 if you want to do 7 to 9. And she's like, oh, I can only work... Or 6 to 9. She's like, I can only work until 7 because I'm going out tonight and I need to get ready. And they're all like, we don't go out until like 11:30. How many hours do you need to get ready?
Yeah, especially, I'm like, I don't feel like she does anything like special makeup wise or hair wise. So I'm like,
Really, what are you doing? You're straightening your hair.
Yep. So I like when he presents that to Danny, he's like, no, just go ahead and tell her we don't need like an hour. Yeah. Like, she doesn't even want to be here and she kind of sucks. I don't really want her. Cause he did ask, like, so who's covering?
Yeah.
Cause I was like, they're expecting to be busy. But yeah, I was like, oh, Angelina.
Yeah, it was funny. And Jenny even's like, I work until 9 and I'm going to go out. I have plenty of time to get ready. Like, what's the problem? Plus, they live right upstairs. So it's not like even a commute.
Everything is walking distance, as we've talked about.
It takes like 2 seconds to get to work.
I also wonder during this whole interaction if Ronnie is a germaphobe because he's literally hiding behind the door when Vinny is going around talking about the pink eye.
I think that he really thinks it's a VD.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that he understands what pink eye is.
And also, how are all these people, like, going through life not knowing what pink eye is? Didn't, like, everyone get pink eye as a kid? I feel like it's, like, a thing. Like,
not at the Jersey Shore.
They probably got other things, though. It's like when one kid gets it, all of the kids in school get it. So it's, like, the same thing. I mean, at the Jersey Shore house.
I didn't think it was that upsetting. I think it's JWoww who's like, so what? Go get some medicine. It's not a
big deal. Yeah. Like, you take some antibiotics and you get over it.
I do think it's funny, though, because it does seem like Vinny knows, like, well before his shift even needs to be covered that he's fine and he can go out, but he still doesn't go back to work.
Yeah. I do love that. He's like, it's just some eye drops. I can go out. And I was like, well, you
can work do your shift
since you're, like, saying, hey, I really want
to
work. Like, then work.
Yeah.
I didn't understand
think
that.
He was then just trying to get out of it.
You're just short staffing and putting it all on Jen. I was like, not super cool. I do love, though, while they're getting ready, this is our first round of Ron juice.
Yeah.
Which looks delicious. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Like, I would drink that juice.
Yeah. I feel like it's like jungle juice where you just get real fucked up really fast. Yeah.
And I've noticed through the years, it's always watermelon. They never really say which alcohol, but I feel like they never actually say alcohol. Until maybe Family Vacation to talk about tequila. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't feel like they really ever say what alcohols they're using and drinking.
Yeah.
But then it's usually whatever like fruit they have on hand. But it does sound delicious. And with the watermelon,
mostly watermelon, though.
Yeah, which is like a good hydrator. So I think it's a way to get like messed up and try not totally kill yourself.
Yeah. But then also you're getting all of that sugar.
But at least it's fruit sugar.
Yeah, it's true. But still, I don't think that hangovers care. I feel like sugar is sugar in that sense.
I think it's not so bad. Like this one with being cherries, I don't think it's so bad. But I feel like if you're getting like pineapple and stuff like that'll get you. But I mean, they're young bodies. They've got this.
I know. I mean, I've been there just drinking all of those drinks like that. I think that's why I know it's not a good time.
That's why we have such bad flashbacks mm-hmm. to the days.
Yeah.
And I also know, season, they don't have a name for it yet. They haven't named this time. The boys all strip down and are either shirtless or in their wife beaters. So you'll get to see as this evolves, Michelle. This is, it's so hard in this beginning, is there's so much stuff that like you see the beginnings of, but they haven't like quite gotten their names.
Yeah, they haven't coined it yet. Yeah. Even the guest room.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the guest room.
I was like, what are they saying? Why is it the guest room?
Because I was like, I just remember all these things. I was like, when are you going to say it?
Yeah.
But with that, but they're having their stuff off. But I did think it was funny. Who was it that took their shirt? Was it, because Ron already had his shirt off. I don't know if it was Mike or maybe someone they were going to drink was like, oh, I got to take my shirt off. Because like, are you just going to like dribble all over yourself? Like, are you an animal?
What? I don't even understand.
I feel like that.
That
was just like they needed to show off their abs.
Oh.
And it's an excuse.
So much with it. But it was just really funny watching them with that. I was like,
it is funny though, because they do all have to change their t-shirt right before they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Mike that says that, like, I shave right before I go out?
Oh,
like,
yeah, he does everything. Yeah. Fresh tanning session, fresh haircut. He's
but
all
I
about
remember
that,
that life
like,
too.
You don't have much hair to cut, dude.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't
like
what
are
we
are
cutting?
You cutting every single day?
But I feel like that too. Like, I guess, like, for Polly, he's got like the longer top, so he needs more frequent haircuts. But the amount of haircuts you're going to see these boys get, I'm like, what are we cutting? Like,
well,
I don't understand.
I already think men in general get their hair cut a lot. Like, they my hair cut twice a year, and that's like about
I cut my own hair,
but I do remember that life. Like, I would, if I had gotten ready early in the day, like, at a normal time, like let's say like 9 or 10, and I had like showered, put on makeup, did my hair, and then it was time to go out to the club, I would have to re-shower, redo all of my makeup, redo all my hair. Like, you couldn't go out with like a day old makeup. Like, you'd have to like,
oh, I was gonna ready, sweat like, it all off right anyways so I was just like, oh.
Oh, I always got ready right before.
Yeah, we would always get ready right before.
Like, I would wait to put on, like, my outfit.
Yeah.
I guess I'd put that towards the end and stuff. But, oh, it was such a pain, though, because sometimes you do your makeup and you go to pull, like, your dress on, and then you got, like, the makeup and deodorant, mm-hmm. like, spots all down it.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
oh, yeah. I remember the deodorant streaks. We were always uh-huh.
Yeah, glowing
for, like,
under the black light. I'm like, God, uh-huh. damn it.
Yeah. But yeah, I do get that going, getting ready right before. But I am not about that now. Like, if I get ready in the morning, I'm like, thank goodness. Like, I don't have to do anything the rest of the day.
Well, I also, like, this is going to be another Grandma Michelle thing, but I can only wear makeup for, like, so long. And
oh,
it starts
yeah.
to, like, itch at my face and the mascara starts to drive me nuts. So it's like, I'm either wearing makeup during, like, the workday or I can wear it for an evening event. Like,
yeah,
it's
not
an all-day thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we get our next club scene, which everyone is out. Like, all of this drama was for nothing. They all go out together.
Which, this is the first time I'm noticing the club. I didn't pay attention to what club they went to. Did they even give the name in episode one?
I think it was Karma.
Was it Karma? Which I feel like ends up being, like, their big staple club. We can see why it is they probably, I know, tonight they're at Bamboo.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever go back.
I think, I feel like I hear it once in a while, but Karma's like their
Karma's
main place.
The big one with it. But I want to like try and track with that because I noticed it was Bamboo and I was like, oh, what's Bamboo? I was like, did it get rebranded? I was like, oh no, Karma was its thing.
Yeah. And I think that part of it was just like filming rights probably. Like Karma was
sure,
the one that would let him in.
But this night kind of went a little
well, so right south. Away.
So that's so, maybe why they don't go back.
Yeah, that's why I was like, they might not. Maybe they're like too much for us. That's mm-hmm. what I'm curious to see if we do see a reoccurrence of Bamboo.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, this is debated later in the episode, but Sammy and Mike basically like start making out in the club like right away. And J-Well and Polly are going in for round two.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. Like which, he's like licking her stomach and like they're hardcore making out at that point.
Oh, and her hand. Her hand that comes up to cover them. And it's like, oh, what's
oh,
going
like
on behind
the,
that
like,
hand?
Right.
Like no one can tell. What, no, I'm like just
but
at this point,
Sam
like you're
does
screwing
that
up.
Too.
Just, I know. I was
they
like,
all
you,
do.
You know what's going on behind that. Like,
yeah, we know.
Like, and there's also like more graphic things that are shown on camera,
right.
So it,
like
it's kind of like a funny
your stomach.
Yeah, you're like,
I feel
that's,
like that's a lot
that's
more offensive.
Fine for the world, but the lip to lip, we're crossing a line.
Yeah. But then Sammy leaves, and this is where I'm like, oh, was she just like a lot drunker than we realized? Because you kind of see her walk off by herself, and she's like sitting on the stairs of the house, and she's like, I don't want to cheat on my boyfriend.
Oh, Jenny.
Yes, sorry, yeah. I think I said Sammy. I mean Jenny. But she also says something to Polly when they're making out. Like, she's like, I'll kill you if you go after any other girls. Like, she says something like kind of crazy. Yeah,
and like going on and on about like how much they want each other. Like, they were like spicy talking.
Yeah.
In the club.
Right. And then she's like, oh, I had to leave because I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend. You just did.
Yeah. What about last night? Like, where was that in the record books?
Right. You did two nights in a row.
That's,
and you're
where,
like,
but that's what I'm talking about. Like, where people have different definitions of what they consider cheating.
Yeah. Like, making out, not cheating.
I was like, I mean, you guys had simulated sex. So.
Right. Like, they basically had sex on the dance floor. I mean, that's
like,
as close
like
to,
you guys know each other's bodies now.
Yeah,
you
that's
know
as close
each
to
other.
Porn as you can get without it being labeled porn. Like.
Yeah, some of the grinding scenes in this show are definitely like, they're very mid-2000s.
It's like straight out of Save the Last Dance.
But then Sammy gets separated from Mike for some reason, and she starts making eyes at Ronnie.
She sees him and she just goes for it.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I saw him, he looked hot, I'm attracted. So he's like, not really expecting it, even though he had been kind of talking about her. Like, she came downstairs in the house in the shorts, and he's like, wow, she had the nicest legs I've ever seen on a girl, which is already a weird comment to make.
Yeah.
But
she does have really good legs, though. I mean,
she does. I'm not arguing with him. It's just funny that, like, the way he said it is like, oh, usually only men have legs this nice.
Okay. That's strange.
Yeah.
She does have great legs. So they are now all over each other. It also, kind of to your point about like the hookup, like these people throw around the term hooking up, like when they hold hands it's a hookup, when they make out it's a hookup, like is having sex a hookup, and they just use it so interchangeably. And they also kind of seem to argue with each other about like what it means, which I remember being a big thing when I was in college, like what is a hookup to different people.
I feel like we had that conversation that we've sat down and we're like, we're
like
talking with our husbands
actually
about like
counts,
like what, when you say you hooked up with someone, like how far does that mean?
Yeah.
And I think, again, that was the huge thing with the hookup culture, is we called everything a hookup. Like, any part of it. I don't know. If, like, it's weird when they say hookup, like, oh, you guys are hooking when you're holding hands. Or like,
I never considered making
unless,
out.
Unless, like, you're counting,
either.
Like, your fingers are hooking together. Like,
but what about, like, the making out, like, when JWoww and Polly are making out, like where they're like grinding on each other? Would you count that
I would
as
call
a hookup?
Like, that level of make out and stuff with how they were, like, bodies going into it, I would call that hooking up. If it was just like you kiss someone or it was a little makeup, but there wasn't like a lot of body involved, I don't know if I would call it a hookup, but it's still cheating.
Yeah, I would say that they, I would say that Jenny and Polly just were making out because, and well, he did whip out his penis, so
he was ready to hook up for sure.
I feel like you've got to, yeah, he was ready to, but like it was just like stopped. But I feel like you really have to be doing something below the pants to classify it as a hookup.
That's, but see, that's where
that's
I feel like,
my opinion.
Again, I feel like it's a fluid thing of what you
but
consider
everyone
a hookup
has,
for each person.
Everyone has a different definition.
Yeah, and I think that's why part of where it gets thrown around so much. But it was also like the thing at the time. Like every reality show was about hooking up.
So then,
well, real life too.
Once Sammy and Ronnie start dancing and they're feeling each other, Mike is just in the club giving them side eye all night.
Oh my God, he's so pissed.
And this is when I really start to wonder if this is Sammy's revenge for the girls in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Because there's things that she does later that I really think, like, she's happy that he's upset.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's 100%. Toying with him so hard.
Well, did we mention Mike's quote about it's not if we're going to hook up, it's just a matter of when I want to or whatever he says.
And that
when
was
I
in decide. This episode,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like right before
about
this
her,
scene.
Yeah, when he wasn't threatened by Ronnie.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think Sam knew that he thought he had the control and she was like, oh, I'm about to show you.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, I do like her for that. I think it's kind of mean-spirited, but I'm also like, yeah, he's good. Kind of being a dick.
He
like
is.
He's taking you for granted on that. If he wants you to be into him, he needs to like be into you. So hell yeah. But I'm also like, again, not into the short king thing with Ronnie, so I'm like,
yeah,
cute face, but I don't think that that's, I don't know that I would have stayed in the house for the new hookup. Like if I was gonna do something, I think I would have gone outside.
Yeah.
Because you could also make a lot of problems for yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. Clearly she really does like Ronnie. I mean, it progresses, but I've never been a huge fan of Ronnie, like, especially during these early seasons. He's just so, like, he's just such an asshole and he treats her really bad. And so, like, even watching this, I'm like, you could find someone better.
Like, oh, yeah. At this point, he's not treating her bad. Like, at this point, he's being fine. And I almost wonder if she's, like, using him because of some of the stuff that she does later.
Oh, yeah.
She's... I think it is. But then I think Ronnie's loving it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's definitely an alpha male, like, competition there. And he's like, oh, you thought you had her.
Because he keeps bringing it up. He's like, oh, you ruined his night. Like, you ruined his whole, like, life by coming to me. And he is happy that she, like, chose him, basically. Well, like, he's a pick-me boy.
He is. Oh, my God. He is a pick-me. But it's, like, it is funny because Mike is, like, so cocky. He's just like, oh, yeah, I've got her in the bag. Like, I don't even have to work for it. Ronnie's not competition at all. And then... well, what do you know? Like, she starts making out with Ronnie. So, yeah.
I mean, I guess if I had to, like, pick, like, if you're going off of, like, who I think she would be more physically attracted to, I would say Ronnie.
Yeah.
And then he's closer in age with her and everything that way. Well, so, yeah. I think that gives a little bit more of that life commonality versus, like, well, shoot, if I do lock down with Mike, like, is he thinking, like, wife and kids?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And when you're 21, you feel like 29 is, like, old man status.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, that's gross. Yeah. So, it's like,
Mike, I don't think is quite 20. I think he's like 26 or 27. Oh, okay, it's actually Polly.
Polly's the oldest. Yeah.
But do you also wonder, because when she makes this switch is after they kissed, is he not a good kisser in her book?
Well, I think she kind of got grossed out by the fact that he kissed her in the first place, because when he kind of like leaned in for a kiss, you could tell she was like trying to retreat a little bit, and he just kept, he like pulled her in closer, like grabbed her hand and like pulled her in. So I feel like she was like, I don't really want to kiss you. Then he kissed her, and then she was like, I'm going to go find someone new because I'm not interested in this.
Well, and it's also like for her, like she's one of the girls that I think intentionally came into the house single. Like, I am here for the summer to have a good time. Her and Snooki, like, were like, no, we're really trying to make the most of the summer. We're not necessarily trying to be tied down. I mean, Snooki's looking for a guy, but.
Oh, yeah.
She's.
Oh, yeah. Snooki, she wanted to find a husband.
Yeah.
She wanted to, but I think she wants someone with her energy, which, I mean, finding that someone with her energy at that age that's going to also lock down.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, because if they've got your energy, they're doing what you're doing.
Right. They're not going to be husband material.
So then it seems like Mike should recover, because him and Polly and Vinny run into these three girls out on the sidewalk.
Well, but first they get into a fight.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I had this in my notes. Sorry. I have my notes in the wrong order. But like, once again, I'm like, Polly is almost 30 and he's getting into a fight.
Well, but in his defense, I feel like this is when Polly and Vinny's budding romance starts, because he sees Vinny getting shoved around and then he comes to his defense and they duke it out and then they all get kicked out.
And that's where, like, you almost through, so you'll see their series. I feel like Polly's like probably the most like even keeled of the boys. He doesn't really fight.
He doesn't react.
So when he does, he goes off, like, because he's protective of his own. And so that was really sweet. And knowing where, like, Vinny and Polly end up with their love for each other and stuff, it's really actually so sweet that you see this. But it's also like, ugh, men, come on.
Yeah, the fighting always. But I do think that it's coming from a good place, because he is really trying to protect his friend.
Well, that, and I mean, they're not showing it, but it sounds like from what they're all saying is that these guys are really kind of like on them all night.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, like, watching, with you see cameras in some of these, like, the people heckling them, like, it happens in later seasons. You get to see more of it, and I think as more people are willing to sign the release, but you they do see, and people do like heckle them, like when they're walking they have like mobs behind them of people like yelling at them for them just walking down anywhere. So I could see like that getting like real old and you're drunk and stuff, and then you put your hands on someone, that's not cool with it. So I'm like, so I get where it's coming from, but I'm just like, oh
yeah.
Of course, it's men on men. Come on.
Well,
girls, it's
in a couple
words.
Episodes, so we'll get some.
I know. We do get some.
Yeah.
Okay. But this, they don't actually get in a fight. They get kicked out. They seem to recover the night because they get these three pretty girls to come back to the house. But Mike is still pissed at Sammy. And like,
he's just being such a dick.
Well, he also can't like take the win for himself.
I know.
Like, he has.
Yeah. Like, those girls were interested in him. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I like that Vinny called them shiny. He's like, they're shiny.
I do love how they're just like walking down the street and they stop and they're like talking and then they turn around. They're like, whoa, there's like three hot girls behind us.
Like, those
was
girls
that set up though?
I honestly do feel like that was like the post club though. Like if you guys were all just kind of clubbing together and like maybe you didn't talk in the club, but you'd seen each other in the club.
And then you then, like follow them out and try to like get their attention.
It's like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, those were actually like, I think they were cuter than the hot tub girls.
On the first.
Oh, yeah.
First random people coming into the house.
And nothing against those hot tub girls because they seem like a great time.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, well, yeah. They're taking off their underwear and everything.
Not just for the boys, but like girls hang out. I was like, man, like, because they seem like they're happy, ready to go, like chill, want to hang out. And I think that they dealt really well with the girls mean mugging them and stuff in the house. So like they did pretty good. But these girls were cute too. But they were like kind of annoyed with the rinse because of course then Angelina portion
inserts herself. Like now Sammy doesn't care, she's moved on. Angelina's just like, I'm a cock block and I'm proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so like, she says, go upstairs, you whores.
Yeah.
And then so this is where I was like, yikes, because she also like, she's being so mean to these girls that she doesn't even know. Uh-huh. And like, she has her own boyfriend.
Right.
She's not, in theory, interested in any of these guys. None of them have a thing. She says, if a girl is a slut, she should be abused.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That one.
I know.
That made me mad. I was like, that's like,
We're
girls for girls here. Like,
and she's not. Like, of all the girls. No,
she's not a girl's girl at all. And I feel like, I remember at the time feeling like you would kind of slut shame people, but I would never be like, you're slutty, so you deserve to be. Like, I've never said she deserved it.
Like you, unless it was like
girls got in a fight for talking shit to each other, cool. But I would never be like, well, because you went home with some guys, like you deserve to be treated like shit.
Yeah.
Well, and I think she's saying it about herself and like about the way that she's talking to them, but it definitely comes off that way. Like listening to or watching this in 2024,
I think she was talking about them. That's the vibe I got.
It's
one thing
rude.
Like you would go out and you'd be like, oh, she's like a skank, she's like in a skanky outfit, or like, oh, she's making out with all the guys, like what a skank. But like to be like, oh, she deserves it, like that,
she deserves to be disrespected by me, another level. Woman.
Yeah,
absolutely not. I would be like, you're not cool. But I'm like, unless you're fighting with me, like I have no reason to hate on you. I may not agree with you.
Right.
Yeah. Like I might just not like be talk shit to be with your friend or like hang out with you. Like I might just kind of like avoid the situation. Right.
But like she just really went up there trying to start a fight. But it's funny because like she never backs it up. So it's weird how she's always looking for a fight. She does that a lot. That's why I said
she's ready to go off, but she doesn't like take swings. She really doesn't, which I mean, I guess good, don't fight.
Yeah,
because I was, that'd be way too far with these girls. But I was like, why would you, like why are you going off
like
on them?
What's the point?
Like stay out of it. No one told you up there that, well, aren't you gonna come hang out with us?
Yeah,
no, they don't like you.
Yeah,
like
no one likes you.
No, they don't want to hang out with you. They don't, they're not trying to hook up with you, they're trying to hook up with these girls. Why would they not hang out? They're like, mission for the night was to get girls.
Right.
They're doing their thing. No one in the house, the girls aren't coming down, they're disrespecting you, they're not messing with their ass, they're even outside.
They're like minding their own business.
Let them do their thing. Of course they don't want to hang out with the girls with boyfriends.
And the only reason, I feel like Mike ruined it for all three of the guys, because he went downstairs and was like starting shit with Sam and Ron, and Angelina was standing right there. I don't think Angelina would have went back up there had he not gone downstairs.
She loves other people's fights. Oh, right. She loves it.
She like thrives off of it.
Yeah.
But again, good TV.
Yeah. And so really we can blame Mike for fucking that up for Vinny and Polly.
We can blame Mike for a lot of things. A lot of things.
And then we end with Mike's sad stare off into the sunrise. I know.
Oh, the girls leave. He's sad. He has no one to hook up with.
Yep. That was, oh my gosh. I'm like, was that stage? I feel like he's really good, especially like as he goes on, he gets really aware of like cameraing and like doing like these really dramatic pauses. And I'm like, was this like incidental that they caught this, or did they tell him to do this?
I think it was probably was just upset. Like, I think he was just out there. I feel like he gets in his feelings a lot, especially in these early episodes. Like, he
just, because he's so,
like, he's very emotional.
I think he's insecure. Like, he tries to be so confident, and he like puts that out so much that he's so confident. But then when something happens that undermines that, like, it really gets under his skin.
Yeah. I think so too. I think a lot of them are very insecure. There's a couple that I think have true confidence, but like Ronnie, like there's a few that are just very,
I think they're insecure with like their masculinity, like because they're not so much threatened by the girls, or even when they get turned down by girls, it's the competition between them. And I guess I shouldn't say like, I don't know, not their masculinity, but I don't know. They feel like the alpha male, like they're competing. They're not confident in themselves that they don't have to be the alpha.
Well, and that's why I think
we can actually, all just be strong together.
Yeah. Vinny, I think, is like the most confident, which is funny because you don't really actually get that vibe. But I think like deep down, he actually is the most confident because he's like fine with how he is.
He's secure in who he is.
Yeah. Oh, especially yeah. He gets on that dance floor. It doesn't seem like he's like trying to snag the
show
girls.
Off.
He's out there. He's like, just I'm here fun. To just have fun
yeah,
and
have
dance
yeah.
and stuff. And so I'm like, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be, but they all seem like they're really fun once they're out there and dancing. Like when they have their good nights out,
mm-hmm.
they seem like such a fun group, like yeah. all together that I'm yeah. like, oh my gosh, I could vibe with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike in these early episodes, I really don't like, but it's funny because like in Family Vacation, he becomes one of my favorite
I
characters.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's like the ultimate redemption.
Uh-huh.
With it. Yeah. But it's kind of, it's really cool to see how all of them have grown or not grown.
Well. There's one in particular that I'm not a fan of.
There's a couple that have had some problems, but like I feel like a lot of them really do kind of grow in their ways and learn. And I feel like Mike really mm-hmm. comes around. But oh my gosh, in these early seasons,
he's
I'm
terrible.
Like,
yeah, I'm not impressed
and
so far.
He,
yeah.
Oh, he gets worse.
Yeah,
and it's kind of heartbreaking. But then, like, you look back and you know, once you find out what was actually going on, during
sad.
This, you're like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
like
he's just dealing with a lot.
Yeah, I was like, their frontal cortex isn't like developed yet. I don't know.
Yeah. So, have we hooked you yet, Michelle? Are you loving the Jersey Shore?
Okay, so here is my take. This was a good episode. This was a really good episode. I have a hard time watching three in a row, and I feel like part of the success of this show might have been that it like literally like was an event that came out every week and you watched your like half hour 45 minutes and got your little fix, but it wasn't like the binge watching yet.
Yeah.
And so you weren't getting these like back to back to back.
Yeah.
So I, for our next ones, I might have to like pace them out a little bit more because by the end of episode three, I was like, I wasn't dying to see what happened next. I was like, okay, time for a break.
Yeah.
Oh, not me. I'm a binge watcher for life.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that that was probably part of its success. I think a lot of shows back then, it was nice to have a break because it kept you like anticipating what's to come. But, you know, I'm in the age of streaming now. I want to be able to just binge watch. Like, I want to just sit down for 8 hours and just veg.
Yeah, I totally get that. I also think part of it is like there's been like minor dramas so far, but there's nothing that's like a real
super
cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of funny to see what's happening with Mike and Ronnie and Sammy, but it's not like must-see.
Yeah.
But I think it will get more like that as we get into it.
It gets juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gets juicy.
I do feel like though most of the episodes kind of tie themselves up. Like I feel like there's typically a pretty good conclusion.
There's a pretty good arc. I have noticed that. I will agree with that.
Yeah. I think it follows suit throughout the seasons, I think.
So is there a character that you guys think won this episode?
You know, I think Jenny for me, but not in a good way, but just because I think it's really funny. She really doesn't think that making out is cheating. And like she is really dead set on the fact that she doesn't want to cheat on her boyfriend. So she's stopping him before it comes to that. And it's like, girl, you did cheat on your boyfriend.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
For me, it probably is Ronnie, actually, because Sammy kind of gets her revenge. But Ronnie gets, like, she just, like, falls into his lap and he liked her. And he's, like, so happy about it at this point.
I agree with that.
Like, tying into that, I'm going Sam because she got her revenge.
Yeah.
She got that. She wanted to make Mike feel it. He felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to hook up with Ron. And now she's got two guys kind of competing over her. And at 21, 22, that feels great.
Yeah.
You're like, you've got these two guys that are easily going out and hooking up. And now they're fighting over me. This is perfect. So I got to give it to her. I'm sure she felt pretty accomplished at the end of this, too.
That probably makes Mike the loser of the episode.
Wasn't he the loser of the last episode, too?
Maybe. He's probably going to be the loser of a lot of episodes. Yeah.
I mean, he took the bait.
Yeah.
He took the bait. So
he did.
I'm like, oh, buddy.
He really did. He set himself up for failure because he was so cocky. And then he lost. He didn't get the girl in the end. But also maybe Angelina could be the loser as well because she is just a shit stirrer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she's not likable, but I don't know.
And she cheated on her boyfriend, but like when Jenny did it, it was like in a likable fashion. Like even though it was equally bad.
Again, this is where I talk about like there's like a magnetic to people mm-hmm. where two people can do the same thing. We talk yep. about this all the time, Michelle, that there's two people who can do it, but there's something different with their energies.
Yeah.
That makes it feel okay for one person right. and not the other. And yeah. it really is because they are both doing that
they
similar thing.
They did the same thing that was equally bad. But Angelina, when she did it, I didn't like her for it. Jenny, yeah, and, I'm like, and, nah, it's fine.
And no one believed her. They called her out yeah. on it. For Jenny,
no one even cares.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, okay.
Oh, you hooked up with Polly. Okay.
Well, she's like, no, I don't think I did. And they're like, well, it's your
and
prerogative.
And Polly's like, yeah, we kissed. She's like, no, we didn't. And then they just drop it.
Yeah, they just let her go. And again, she has like that magnetic energy, I guess, mm-hmm. for her that they already kind of like her. So they're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Versus, again, Angelina doing the same thing. And they're like, ugh.
Yeah, poor Angelina. But yeah, she might be the loser for me, actually.
Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Down to Pod. And on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcast, Heirs of Horror and The Lost Eras, on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.